Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning, family. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic demons and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, we're going to continue our teaching on disobedience, understanding disobedience and its consequences. Once again, disobedience, understanding disobedience and its consequences. Now, we found out that disobedience simply means rebellion from all recognized authority. Once again, disobedience means rebellion from all recognized authority. Amen. Now, we are studying why Christians are disobedient to the word of God. We understand why the world is disobedient, because that is what they do. They don't have anything better to do because their God is Satan, and he is the God of this age. So consequently, they are going to be disobedient, which causes them to rebel against all recognized authority, especially the Word of God. But we want to understand why the born again, blood bought, tongue talking Christian is disobedient. Why do they choose to be rebellious against God's authority? God has told us in His Word that He has come that we, His children, might have life and that we may have it more abundantly. And He also told us that every good and every perfect gift is from above and come down from the Father of light. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from Him. So my question is very simple, but very complex. Why does the Christian whose Father has given them such a wonderful promises of the blessings that he is disobedient to his word? We need to understand what is the problem here. Now, our goal is threefold in this teaching. Number one, it is to understand what is the cause of disobedience. What is the cause of disobedience? Because there is a cause and effect for everything. So what causes the Christian to be disobedient? Number two, what are the consequences for one being disobedient? What are the consequences for one being disobedient? Because there are going to be some consequences for your being disobedient. And then number three, how does one refrain from being disobedient? How does one refrain from being disobedient? Because you can be obedient to the Word of God. It is a choice. Now let's start with point number one. What is the cause of disobedience? What causes a Christian person to go against the word of their father? Amen. What causes him to be disobedient to the word of God? The word tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So one must constantly hear the word of God in order to get it into your spirit man, for you to receive the understanding of the word. Sure, you can read the word, but that's not really hearing the word. We need to study the word of God on a consistent basis so we can get some understanding of the word. Now, I want you to pay close attention to what I'm about to say. And please don't get it confused, because it's quite simple what I'm getting ready to say. You can know the meaning of a word and not necessarily understand the concept of the meaning. Let me repeat that. You can know the meaning of a word and not necessarily understand the concept of the meaning. In other words, you don't necessarily know all the ins and outs of what that word means. You can know the meaning of a word, but you don't necessarily have the understanding of that word. Amen. One can memorize anything, but that doesn't mean you understand it. Now, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. When I was a child, I belonged to a certain denominational church, and we celebrated Easter. And every Easter, they would give the children of the church poems to learn. And we'll go up on Easter Sunday and come up before the congregation, and we would repeat those poems. We didn't know what the poems meant. We were just memorizing. They rhymed and they sound nice. But we didn't know the meaning of the words and what we were saying. We were just memorizing something. We didn't have the total concept of what the meaning of those words and that poem was. So anyone can memorize anything. Do you really understand the meaning of Proverbs 22:6? Amen. It says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he would not depart from it. It says, train up a child. Now, that word train literally means to make your child. It means to make your child. You know, a lot of parents don't like to make their children do things, especially when he starts crying because you think they're being hurt. They're not being hurt. What they're doing, they're tricking you. They're playing you. The word tells us that foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child. Figuratively speaking, he doesn't want to eat his spinach, but you have to make him. He doesn't want to eat his broccoli, but you have to make him. He doesn't want to clean his room, but you have to make him. The reason why is because there is foolishness built up or bound in the heart of a child. So he doesn't want to do it. But you have to make him. Make him. And if you make him, you know, guess what? He won't die. Now, he might not like it right then, but it says, train up a child the way that he should go. And he says, when he's old, he will not depart from that. And believe me, when he gets older, he will thank you for it. Amen. He will thank you that you made him eat that spinach, that you made him eat that broccoli, that you made him clean up the room. Because you know what? Don't no wife want a trifling man that's not clean behind himself. Amen. Once again, disobedience is rebellion against all recognized authority. And there are some Christians who rebel against the authority of God. But in order to understand any situation, one must go back to the beginning to establish where it all started and start from there. Amen. So let's go to Genesis chapter 1. Let's start with Genesis chapter 1. And we're going to read verse number 26. And it says, then God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the air and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. So we see where God created man or mankind in his own image and likeness. Now, let's go. You're there in Genesis. So let's go to Genesis 2. And we're going to read verses 15 and 17. And it says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. So we see in the first scriptures that we read, it says God created man in his image after his likeness. And then after he created him, he gave him authority. He says over all the fish, the birds, all the cattle, and everything that creeps on the face of the earth. But the one thing he didn't give authority over was other men. Amen. And the thing about it, we also see in the scripture that God didn't give himself authority over the man. The man was to have his own free will. His own choice. Amen. And that was one of the points that we're going to explore. And that was free will. Remember? Amen. So, we see here that man was created after the image of God. God gave him authority over all the face of the earth. And then he put him in the garden and told him not to eat. He said he could eat of all the other trees that's in the garden, but of this one tree, of the knowledge of good and evil, he shall not eat. So he gave him a commandment. He commanded. So, I have 3 points that we're going to explore that causes disobedience. Number one is free will. Number two is adversary. And number three is understanding. And we're going to look at those 3 points. And I think that's going to give us a basic foundation of why man is disobedient to the word of God. Amen? So free will. Let's look at free will. Free will is the free moral agency of man. His ability to choose, and that choice could be either good or it could be either bad. Amen. Now, let's go back to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. God gave man a free will. In other words, God did not want to control man. He could have, but he didn't want to. That was not his plan. So Genesis 2, 16 and 17, and it says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die." So God told him, gave him a command. He says, "Hey, look here. Look here, man." He says, "You can eat of all the trees, but of this one, do not eat, because once you do, you will surely die." Now, in verse number 16, it says, "And the Lord God commanded." Now, that word command simply means an authoritative directive, which is to be obeyed. Did you get that? It's an authoritative directive, which is to be obeyed. Now, authoritative simply means to be trusted as being accurate or true, reliable. So that command that God gave Adam, it was to be trusted, it was accurate and true, and it was reliable. And also, it means directive, which is an official instruction. So the command was an official instruction from Almighty God. Amen. So even though you have a free will to make your own choices, the choices you make are long-lasting and life-changing. God did not create man for him to control his daily life. Every man was to make his own decision and choices in life. Amen? Now, in saying that, let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 1 through 19. Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 19. And it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God said you should not eat of the tree of the garden?'" So we see here the serpent spoke. So the animals obviously could speak, or there were some that could speak, because it says here, "The serpent said to the woman," verse number 2, "And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit from the trees of the garden, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you will not eat of it, nor will you touch it, or else you will die.'" So we see here that Eve spoke back to the serpent, but she was a little deceptive to him. She lied, because God never told them that they could not touch it. He just told them not to eat of it. Verse 4, "Then the serpent said to the woman, 'You surely will not die, for God knows that on the day you eat it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasing to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she gave to her husband with her, and he ate." Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made covering for themselves. Now, wait a minute. They said they ate and their eyes were open. Well, what were they doing prior to then? Because they weren't blind. They were able to see things around them. They were not seeing through their eye gaze. They were seeing things through the spiritual realm. Amen. But when they ate of the from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, their eyes were open, physically opened, and then they were able to see the natural world. Amen. Then they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of God among the trees of the garden. The Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard your voice in the garden and was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Verse 11. And he said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" Now he said, "Which I commanded." Now remember, God gave the man a commandment, which was an authoritative directive, something that was accurate and true and to be trusted. Amen. Then the man said, "The woman whom you gave me to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree and I ate." Then the Lord said to the woman, "What have you done?" Then the woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." So we see here the blame game. Adam blamed the woman blamed the serpent. The Lord said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed above all livestock and above every beast of the field. You will go on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He will bruise your head and you will bruise his heel." To the woman, he said, "I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth, and in pain you will bring forth children. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." And to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, you have eaten from the tree of which I have commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it.' Cursed is the ground on your account of you. In hard labor you will eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles will bring forth from you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread until you return to the ground, because out of it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you will return." So we see here, because of mankind's disobedience to God's commandment, there were some consequences. And we see here it was the consequences to the serpent, to the man, and to the woman. So the choices you make are long-lasting and life-changing. Now let's go to Genesis 4, and we're going to read verses 1 through 16. What causes the Christian to be disobedient? Well, one of the reasons is free will. So, Genesis 4, 1 through 16. And it says, Adam had relations with his wife, Eve, and she conceived, gave birth to Cain, and said, "I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord." Then she gave birth again to his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the flock, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. In the course of time, Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Abel also brought the firstborn of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had respect for Abel and for his offering. But for Cain and for his offering, he did not have respect. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your countenance fallen? if you do well, shall you not be accepted? But if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. It desires to dominate you, but you must rule over it. Cain told Abel his brother, and it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Amen. Verse number 9. The Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother?" And he said, "I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?" Well, you know what? I am just about out of time for the day's teaching, but we're going to continue this teaching because it's going to get better and better as we go along, and because we're going to get some understanding on this disobedience. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It simply says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." So join us next week as we will continue our teaching on disobedience, because I am certainly out of time, but I am not out of message. So God bless you. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you next Wednesday. To God be all the glory. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.